Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me to two openings, please, this morning? If you didn't bring a Bible with you, we have extra Bibles. Maybe you have several at home, but you just didn't bring one with you. Raise your hand. Our ushers will be glad to get one to you. We'll loan you one of ours this morning. And turn to Romans, the 8th chapter, and 2 Corinthians, 13th chapter. In Romans, the 8th chapter, and then also we're going to 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, we have been ministering on Sunday mornings on the Spirit-led life. The Spirit-led life. I actually have instructions from the Lord from a year or so ago. The Lord gave me three directives to do in the church. He said, teach the people how to love each other. And so y'all know we camped on that for months. And we're not through with that. You understand? We just, you're digesting that and putting that into practice. And we will be back to that. And then we spent months on how to live and walk by faith. And of course, you know, you're going to hear some of that every time you show up here. Shouldn't be surprised. Faith Life Church is on the front, right? People say, all those faith people. You go, thank you. Yes. Like somebody said about us a while back, that's that rich church. We said, say it again. Yeah, that's us. Yeah. That faith, those faith people. Yeah. Thank you. But then the Lord also directed me, teach how to be led by the Spirit. And I believe this is absolutely one of the most important things you can ever learn in this life, is how to be led by the Holy Spirit. You can learn all kind of things. Do you understand? You can learn faith principles and still be a failure. You can learn truths about having authority in the name of Jesus. You can learn prayer principles. You can learn many things and still be a failure. Because you cannot successfully separate any of these things, like faith, from being led by the Spirit. You can't separate exercising faith from being led by the Spirit. People try to do it all the time. It's why charismatics and Word and Faith Pentecostal people have gotten in trouble and messed up and been confused about things. For instance, we're on our paid in full vision. I've told you this before, but it'll bear repetition. You know, we started out believing for 500 seats paid for. Were you here? Did you remember that? We said, all right, we claim 500, which is $500,000, 500,000. We claim that. Well, why did somebody might say, well, why didn't you just claim the whole thing? Well, why didn't you? Why didn't you just come write us a check? You know, there's a lot of people that are real strong on what you ought to do. And it's amazing how many different people can hear from God for you. But they're not hearing for themselves. And they're not doing anything themselves. Oh, but they got counsel for you. No, folk need to hear from God for themselves. And they need to walk it out and do it. And let's see the fruit of it. Amen. But we claimed 500,000. Well, why didn't you claim 1,000,000? Why didn't you claim 2? Why didn't you claim all of it? Why didn't you claim it all to come in a week? Well, all things are possible to him that believeth. Isn't it? God can do anything. All things are possible to him that believeth. Why didn't you just claim it all to come in before the sun went down that day? We don't receive according to God's ability. We don't even receive according to God's perfect will. We receive not according to what God can do. We receive according to what we can believe. According to our faith. And your faith is not where you wish it would be. It's where it is. It's kind of like lifting weights. I've lifted weights some in my life. but not as much lately as I have in years past. Years past, I was lifting pretty heavy. But now, if you put me on the bench and you said, let's load that bar and put 450 on there. Well, outside of a sign and a wonder, I know I'm not doing that right now. My muscles are not there. They are where they are. But how could I get to the 450 or 400 or whatever? How could I get there? Start where I am right now. Use what I've got now. Push. If I could only push 100 pounds, I believe I could do better than that. But if I could only push 100, well, push the 100. Right? No need loading the bar with 500 pounds. That's just going to discourage me. Right? No need us claiming $5 million in a day if we're not there. You're better off claiming $25. If that's where you are and getting it in, now you're encouraged. The $25 came in. Now let's believe for 50 or 100 or whatever it is. And if you keep feeding your faith and keep exercising it, you'll get to the place what formerly looked impossible to you now looks easy. Was it Brother George Mueller who said when he first started to begin using his faith, you know, he had all these orphanages that he eventually believed God for. And he said when he first started in the ministry, it took all the faith he had to believe for $1. This was many years ago. $1 was a lot more than it is now. But he said after feeding his faith and exercising it, how long was it, did he say? Was it 50 years? He said it's just as easy for him to believe for $1 million now as it used to be for him to believe for $1. I heard Brother Kenneth Hagin say similar type things. But you can't live off of somebody else's faith. You got to operate on yours. Amen. Where you are. Amen. How much do I believe for? What do we do now? What step do we take? All these things and a million and one other questions are answered with this. Be led. Amen. What do we claim today? What do we believe for right now? Be led. How? Well, a lot of folk don't know, and that's why we're camping on it. Romans 8. Are you there? Romans 8. Our text is the 14th verse. Romans 8 and 14. Oh, I like this verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Read it out loud with me, why don't you? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. One more time. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I think we should do it again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now when he says sons of God, you understand that's male and female. And can sons of God expect to be led by the Spirit of God? We've been reading the Bible through together as a church. Right? I mean everybody at Faith Life Church. Everybody. Come on, am I right? Everybody. No exceptions. Everybody at Faith Life Church reads their chapter in the New Testament every day. Monday through Friday. Every day. Everybody. And we just finished reading Acts together not long ago. And we saw in the book of Acts, which is called the Acts of the Apostles, but that's a name men gave to that. I think probably maybe a better name would be the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Through the church. And we see every page, the Holy Spirit this and the Holy Spirit that. Holy Spirit said this. Holy Spirit agreed with this. It seemed good to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit forbade them this. Holy Spirit. How many understand the Holy Spirit was very real to them? In all of their, in the church things and in their daily things, the Holy Spirit was real to them. Were they being led by the Spirit? Guided, directed. Should we today be just as led? Amen. If not more so, the church should be developing in these things. led and directed by the Spirit of God. But the truth is, many, many, we're not even talking about people that don't serve God now, but even Christian people, so many Christian people, that they don't even know to look to the Holy Spirit to be led. They are head-led, reasoning-led, feeling and emotion-led. Now, that you don't learn that overnight, but you ought not be led by your feelings. Amen. Well, I just feel like they don't like me. That's not a leading. I'm not going over there because I just feel like they don't like me. That's not a leading. Amen. That's a feeling. And if you're led by your feelings, oh, you're going to miss God. You're going to miss out on so much. It's also being selfish. What if they don't like you? For real? Whoop-de-doo. The world still goes around. Right? You can still get past it. Amen. It could change. Amen. If you love on them enough, love never fails. I said love, just love them. They like you less, you love them more. Watch and see. It cannot fail. But people are money led. Oh, dear me. I mean, we don't like to think so, but preachers and laity alike make decisions and plan their year according to money. They don't go here because of not enough money. They do go here because maybe you get more money. They have this, money. Don't do this, no money. Well, friend, that's how you miss it.
That's right. Amen.
Everybody said out loud, I refuse to be
led by money.
People still don't know how to be led by the Spirit. You got people still putting out fleeces.
Yep.
You must say, what's wrong with that? Everything.
Amen.
You must say, well, Gideon did. Gideon was not even born again.
That's right.
You couldn't tell Gideon, well, brother, just be led about that. How?
Yeah.
Now, it was okay for him to put out a fleece, and God dealt with him and confirmed something to him through external physical things, but you and I are not to live a life directed by external physical things. We're not to be led externally, period. We're to be led internally.
Amen.
But you still got Christians that talk in tongues. Go, Lord, if this is you now, let 5 red trucks pass by my house. One right behind another. And this will be my sign. Somebody said, well, I prayed like that and the Lord's done things like that. I know God has mercy on babies. But you best grow up. And you best learn not to do that because the enemy is in this physical realm. And he can do things. Did you hear me? Don't be led by external things. Be led internally.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Witness of the Spirit, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102. That's R1102, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.